Welcome to chapter 6, verse 10 to 18 together. It says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand."
To the Birmingham Vineyard podcast. We hope you find it insightful and encouraging.
If you want to find out more about us, head to our website, birminghamvineyard.com.
It's so great to be here. I'm really excited to share what God has put in my heart to share. And this is my first time preaching at Southside. How exciting is that? Great. So we are going through this series called Formation Series. At this series, we are basically looking at the spiritual disciplines, the spiritual practices that can help us and lead us into healthy spiritual formation. In this series, we are exploring how our daily practices, how our daily spiritual practices can help us to form into becoming the people who can stand firm when we are going through trials and temptations and struggles of life. Last week, we looked at the Bible. We looked at what does it mean for us to read the Bible in our day-to-day basis, and how can we use the Bible in our spiritual battles. Today, I'm going to talk about prayer. And today, I would like to look at prayer in the aspect of how can we use prayer when we are going through struggles, when we are facing temptation, when we are facing trials. So, let's read Ephesians and stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the word of the Spirit, which is the sword, which is the word of God. And then verse 18 is the verse that I'm going to focus on today. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayer and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Great. Can we keep the verse 18 on the screen? Because I'm going to keep coming back to this. Okay, firstly, I'm going to look at context of Ephesians chapter 6 for us to be able to understand verse 18 better. When we look at this chapter, Paul is talking about Christians' walk, Christians' daily walk, Christians' spiritual daily walk with Christ. So the beginning of chapter 6 is all about how as a Christian, there's this stuff that you can do to get closer to God. And in these passages, in verse 10, he starts this verse with "finally." So this is basically the final part of Paul's letter to the Ephesians. It's basically, he's writing a manual how to walk with Jesus, how to walk with Christ. And this is the final part of that manual that he's talking about. So in these passages, he's using two big metaphors. He's using the metaphor of armor of God and spiritual battle. Now, if you have grown up in the church, if you have grown up going to youth group and Sunday school, you're really familiar to this phrasing of armor of God and spiritual battle. But if you're new to church or you're new to faith, you might not be familiar to these phrases, or you might be coming to church for a long time, but you might not have heard these phrases. But do not worry, we're going to look at this and explore what this means for us to understand how prayer comes into this. Spiritual battle? Armor of God? What does it mean? What does it mean? Okay, let's talk about spiritual battle. When I think of spiritual battle, first thing comes in my head is the battle of between Is there any Lord of the Rings fans in here? Great! I love Lord of the Rings. It's my favorite trilogy. The first thing pops in my head, spiritual battle, is the last scene in The Return of the King when the good and the evil fight together. That's like pops in my head when I talk about battles. So what is a spiritual battle? Well, Paul is telling us in here that spiritual battle is not against flesh and blood. So what we're learning is it's not against people. So he's not saying go beat up someone random. So he's not saying that. So please don't do that. So it's not about fighting people. It's not about fighting humans in these passages. He's saying it's against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Okay, so who are we fighting then if you're not fighting the humans? Well, we are fighting the world, the flesh, and the devil. The world, the flesh, and the devil. Okay, let me expand this. Let's talk about this. Let's first talk about fighting the world. What do I mean by that? This is the thing. Everything in the world is not bad. There are good things in the world, there are bad things in the world. And the things that the world offers that brings separation between us and God, brings separation between our relationship with God and leads us to sin, that's what we are fighting. So let me give you an example. Like the making different things becoming our idols in the world instead of God, that is what we are fighting. So those different idols in the world can be the stuff that we are fighting. Or rejection. Or different things in the world that lead us not live the way that God wants us to live. That's all the other things that we are fighting. The second thing we are fighting against is the flesh. What do I mean by that? It's basically our desires to do stuff which is not the way God wants us to live. Our desires and acting on the temptation to sin. That's the flesh. And thirdly, the devil. The devil is basically the enemy that we are facing as Christians. And the devil is basically uses the world, uses the flesh to damage us. He uses the world and the flesh to be able to knock us off from our spiritual walk with Jesus, to distract us from God. But he also uses deception. He uses lies to distract us from God, to stop us not be able to walk with Jesus. So you might hear all this and say, oh, wow, that's scary. But I'm here to tell you today, do not be afraid. Because the devil has no power on us. Because why? When we believe in Jesus, we have authority of Jesus. We belong to the heaven. Because in Ephesians, Paul uses the word of you belong to heaven a lot. We are citizens of heaven. So that means we have the authority of Jesus to fight this battle. So don't be afraid. Keep going. So, what is spiritual battle? Is that we are battling against these three things. And to fight this battle, Paul is giving us a manual to do that. He's saying, wear the armor of God. And he's basically using the analogy of a Roman soldier, which we see the pictures here describing each armor, which is described in these passages. So he's using the Roman soldier armor to describe the armor of God. Now, you might be asking, okay, Narek, what is armor of God? Armor of God is the resources that we benefit believing in Jesus. Armor of God is the tools we have by believing in Jesus that gives us the strength to fight this battle. Okay. Ooh, nearly dropped my notes. So one of the ways we fight, so we wear the armor of God to fight the battle, okay? But we need to fight it, right? We need to use something to fight it. So we see that the Bible is described as the sword of the Spirit that we are able to fight, right? So one of the ways we fight this battle is the Bible. But another way we fight this battle is prayer. Prayer is one of the weapons that we use to fight in this battle. Prayer is our battle plan. Prayer is our strategy to fight in this battle. I'm a big fan of martial arts. I love martial arts. I have learned about different styles of fighting, jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, Krav Maga. I don't know if any of this is familiar. Has anyone done any martial arts in here? Nice, two people in here. Nice. I also love martial art movies. I watched all Bruce Lee's movies when I was growing up. My favorite movie is Karate Kid. I love all the Rocky movies. I watched Creed. So I love fighting movies. But also I love war movies as well. My favorite war movie is Fury and Saving Private Ryan. Highly recommended. You can watch it. Well, Saving Private Ryan is quite brutal, so warning. There's a lot of blood there, if you're afraid of blood. So I'm a big fan of these two. Why I'm bringing this up? Because today I'm going to use martial arts examples, martial arts way of fighting examples and army examples to describe our fight in this spiritual battle using prayer. Okay? And what, as I said, one of the things that I love to watch is UFC, MMA, that the, you know, you see this amazing fighters go in the cage and start to fight the opponent and they come out, they are victorious, it's great. But the first thing they do is that they get a coach to be able to fight this battle, okay? So the first thing, they get a coach and they get practice and fight, and the third example I want to make is more in the army. We see in the army, the soldiers fight together. So today, I want to focus on these three things to talk to you about how we can use prayer in our battle. So in verse 18 says, pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. So first, I'm going to focus on praying in the Spirit. Secondly, praying on all occasions, and thirdly, praying for all the Lord's people. But firstly, let's focus on praying in the Spirit. Let's focus on getting a coach. So if a fighter wants to fight a fight in a cage, UFC fighter or a boxer or someone who does martial arts, first thing they do, they get a coach. They get a trainer. And what the trainer does, they guide the fighter, they inspire the fighter, and they give the fighter strength. Okay, so when the fighter fights, the coach says, okay, do your punches this way. Here's how you need to duck the punches, how you defend. This is how you do it. But also, they inspire the fighter to fight really well. It's like, come on, you can do this. Come on, come on. And also, if they're feeling weak, they give them strength. And that's what the Holy Spirit does when we pray. It says, pray in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit means that we invite the Holy Spirit. We invite God's presence in us to pray. When we pray, we invite the Holy Spirit to fill us to pray. So the Holy Spirit guides us, inspires us, and gives us strength when we pray. What do I mean by saying He guides us? When we pray, when we invite the Holy Spirit, what the Holy Spirit does, he highlights our struggles to pray for. There has been many, many times that I got on my knee and I prayed. And I said, Holy Spirit, come. And after praying, after like a few minutes, I started to feel like God highlighted different struggles that I was facing at that moment to pray for. And that helped me to overcome them. By being guided by the Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit's job is guiding us to get closer to our Heavenly Father when we pray. So He guides us the struggles that we face, the trials that we go through to pray for those. but not only it guides us what to pray for, also guides us to who to pray for. It highlights the people that we need to pray. Has been occasions. I remember one occasion when I was 19. Basically, I moved to UK at the age of 17. And it took me three to four years to settle in, to feel belong to this country. Because when you come to a new country, it's hard. Also, I couldn't speak English. So it's like it was even harder. There was a language barrier there as well. I remember when I was 19, I was in UK for 2 years. And I was feeling really lonely. I was feeling really depressed. And I was just praying to God. I was like, God, I feel so drained. Why you brought me and my family in this country? Like I was really like brokenhearted. And I get a phone call from my mate from Manchester, which we know each other from the Iranian community. As I'm Iranian, by the way, if you didn't know that. We know each other from Iranian community. He calls me and said, Narek, I was just praying and God put you in my heart to pray for you. And he gave me this word saying you're lonely. And I just want to tell you, you're not. I just want to tell you that God is saying He got you. He has your back. So God highlighted me in my mate's prayer time to give me the courage, the encouragement to go forward in my spiritual battle. So the Holy Spirit guides us to empower others as well. Guides us to for us to be empowered, but others as well. Not only he guides us, he also inspires us to pray. Let's be real. Not always we are in the mood to pray. Okay? As someone who's in ministry, people sometimes we people who are pastors, we pray all the time. We all got it all the time. But that's not the reality. We do struggle as well sometimes. And there are times that I might struggle to pray. But when we make the time, invite the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit inspires us to go forward. He inspires and gives us the motivation to go forward. In the movie Creed, the last fighting scene, which is, again, one of my favorite movies. Also, Michael B. Jordan is also one of my favorite actors. But the end of the movie, he's fighting this fighter who's a little bit stronger than him. And he's basically feeling a little bit overwhelmed and he doesn't know how to fight this guy. And suddenly, Rocky, who's this retired coach who's been boxing for many years, he goes to him and says, okay, get yourself together, man. This is what you need to do. Punch him this way and pushes him forward, and he's like, okay, come on, bring it to me. And he starts to beat him up, and basically he wins the game. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. That's what the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit, when you feel overwhelmed, when you feeling weak and drained, and you're not inspired to pray, the Holy Spirit comes from behind, goes, come on, man, you can do this. You got this. Pushes us to pray more and gives us the perseverance to pray constantly. In London, there's this event called Kingdom Come, which is familiar to our accountant nights, which is a night of praise and worship and prayer. I remember I came home after work. I was feeling tired. I wanted to just like order a takeaway, mainly kebabs, and then play some PlayStation. And I was just feeling like overwhelmed mentally, physically, spiritually. I couldn't be bothered to go to this event. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to go. So I went there, and I was like, oh, maybe this is a mistake. Let me call my friends, see what they're doing. Maybe we could do this. But I was like, no, let me go to this. I went there. When the worship started, I got on my knees and started to worship. But not only that, I was filled with peace. I was filled with love. I was filled with joy. At the end, I was jumping around. It was like, I had such an amazing day, but that wasn't the reality. I didn't have a great day. But God, with his Spirit, filled me with joy, filled me with peace, filled me with love. And that's what the Holy Spirit does when we pray, when we ask him. He inspires us, not only inspires us, gives us the strength that if we need it gives us the strength of joy, love, peace. You know, there's a lot of fruits of the Spirit. He fills us with that fruits to be able to go through what we are going through. That's what it means to pray in the Spirit. So Paul says, pray in the Spirit. Now, as you're praying in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. So now, we are praying in the Spirit. We're asking the Holy Spirit to guide us, inspire us, give us strength. Now, Paul is saying, pray occasionally and pray all different kinds of prayer, which basically what it means, if a fighter, UFC fighter, goes in a ring to fight another fighter, what they do, they practice, okay? Every day they go to practice to how to kick their punches, how to do kicks, how to block. So they practice every single day. And when they practice, after that practice helps them to learn how to fight. So then they go into the ring to fight. And us, when we pray, are we using prayer to fight this battle? Because as I said, it's not against flesh and blood. It's spiritual battle. When we use prayer, we need to practice and fight. Which practice part is praying all occasions, and fight is praying with all kinds of prayers and requests. Practice and fight. Paul, there's a reason Paul is telling us in here that we need to pray constantly, pray in all occasions. It doesn't say, okay, pray one time, that's fine. No. He doesn't say that. He just said, pray in all occasions. And he doesn't say it for us to earn God's love or to be saved. It's not about that. No. It's not about that. Don't get me wrong. No, he's saying this because more we pray, more we get in a closer relationship with our Heavenly Father. And more we pray, we invite the Holy Spirit to guide us, inspire us, and give us strength. And more we pray, we learn how to pray more. Practice makes it perfect, right? And prayer is the way we connect with God. That's what prayer is. Prayer is basically speaking to God and spending time with Him and going into His presence. Well, that's what prayer is. Praying is talking with our Heavenly Father. And the more we do that, we get to know His character, who He is. And I want to mention something in here. One of the weapons that is mentioned in the armor of God is the shield of faith. More we pray, we grow in our faith. And what happens there? The shield gets stronger and stronger and stronger. I'm a big Marvel fan. Any Marvel fans here? Yeah, there's a few. A few hands there. There's a part, I mean, some of you might be familiar with Captain America. He has this really cool shield, which can protect you from anything. It's really strong. More we pray, our shield becomes like a Captain America shield. It can protect us from a lot of things. Getting stronger. Yes, exactly. Our faith grows. Our faith becomes much, much stronger. Which means more we get to get strong in our faith, we start to rely on Jesus more. That's what prayer is. Prayer is basically us saying, Lord, I can't do this. I want to give all of this to you. I want to do this with you. In the beginning of this passage, in verse 10, Paul says, be strong in the Lord and His mighty power. He doesn't say, be strong in your mighty power. He says, be strong in the Lord and His mighty power. And that's what happens when you pray. We pray, give everything to Him for Him to make us strong. And more we do that, more we pray, our faith grows so we are able to rely on Him and trust in Him more. That's why it's happening. It increases our faith. And we get to rely on Him more and more. We get to fix our eyes on Jesus more we pray. And it's basically what we are saying is that, God, I can't do this, but I can do this with your own strength, with your power. And we learn how to fight by relying on Him. This is the thing. One of the things I have learned by practicing and fighting, by practicing prayer, is that more we practice prayer, our natural instinct becomes that we need to go to prayer first. It becomes a habit. It becomes a discipline. You do it unconsciously. You know, sometimes, one of the things I do unconsciously, sometimes I snack. And one time I remember I was fasting and unconsciously I took a biscuit, I ate it. I was like, oh no, I'm eating a snack. I shouldn't do this. But it was unconscious because I did it all the time. It became a habit. Unconsciously, I just grab a snack. And what happens, the more we pray, it becomes a habit. It becomes an unconscious thing. It becomes our natural instinct. When a fighter fights, one of my mates, he was a black belt in karate. And sometimes we would try to prank him from behind, to slap in his back, back of his head. And sometimes, because he has done like karate for a long time, unconsciously, his hand would just go block it. And we were like, oh, you're always aware. He was like, no, it's just a muscle memory. Just my hand just goes blocks it. So, wow, that's really cool. I wish I had that. I wish mine was more with food. Like, people would throw me food and then from behind I could catch it. That would be really cool. As like someone throws me a burger and I just go, oh, okay. That would be a cool skill to have. But what I'm trying to say in here is that more we practice something, it just becomes a normal thing for us. Becomes an instinct. I remember, I'm going to give you the example of me feeling lonely when I was praying about it. Many, many times when I felt lonely, I kept praying I kept praying to overcome loneliness, and I overcame loneliness. And now, every time I start to feel a little bit lonely, the first thing I do, I pray. That's the fight. Because I practiced to overcome loneliness, now, when loneliness, I feel a little bit of loneliness, I'm fighting it. And that's what I mean, practice and fight. Practice part is keep praying. I don't know if you heard the phrase, pray about it. My dad does that all the time. I'm like, Dad, I'm going to do this. He was like, have you prayed about it? Or like, I'm going to eat food. Have you prayed about it? No, he doesn't do that. But he keeps asking me. And there was a time I'm like, Dad, like, can you stop asking me, have you prayed about it? But then, more I became mature, more older I get, I start to understand why he was asking me that question. It's that it becomes a habit, it becomes a lifestyle. And then gives us the tool and the strength and equipment for us to fight in the real battle. So, practice and fight. And I'm going to give you a very quick, a practical way of praying, is that when we are praying, we can find the space to pray. And for all of us, it's different. For me, it's putting my headphones and going out for a run or going for a walk. For my friend, is when he's cooking food, he prays. For my mom, is she has a coffee time, and that's her prayer time. So for everyone, it's different. So practical way of how to pray is basically, first thing is find the space, find the time to pray. And for everyone, it's different. You don't have to do what exactly other people do. Find your space and time. And could be different times. For my friend, one of my friends, when he drives to work, he plays a worship song and he just prays with it. For everyone, looks different. Find the space. Secondly, keep it simple. We don't want to pray King James Version. Pray, oh, Almighty Lord, who you are, very cool. You know, it's like, you know, like, you don't want to do that. Like, I mean, it's great to say amazing and nice things to God, but keep it simple. Like, keep it simple and then keep it honest. God appreciates our hearts. You know, when you look at Psalms of David, he's very honest with God. He has lamentations. He has thanksgiving. So he's very honest with God. I remember when I was 15, every day when I would wake up, I would tell God about my day. I'd be like, God, I'm going to school. There's this teacher I don't like. Or, God, this is happening. Or there's this girl I have a crush. Can you be my wingman, God? The best wingman ever. But I kept it honest with God. And then lastly, keep it going. Keep it going, which is praying in all occasions, and the Spirit of God will give us the strength to keep it going. So find the space, keep it simple, keep it honest, and keep it going. And we do it with all kinds of prayer and requests, which would be with prayers of thanksgiving, requests, praise and worship. We can use any kinds of prayer to do this. And lastly, we pray for each other. We fight together. And this is my last point. We fight together. We fight for each other. Because we are a family. As Catherine mentioned in the beginning, we want to do this together. We are a family. And we want to pray for our brothers and sisters. Paul says, pray for all the Lord's people. So we get to pray for others. We get to fight this battle together. And I'm going to finish with this story. As I mentioned, I'm Iranian. I grew up in Iran. I grew up in persecuted church. And my father, who was a pastor of the Iranian church, he got arrested for his faith. So if you're a Christian in Iran, you might get arrested. You might get killed. So my dad was a pastor. When you evangelize and preach the gospel, you're in more trouble. So my dad got arrested for 42 days, and then he got released. Then that's why we moved from Iran. But my dad was telling me this. Every Sunday when he was in the prison, he felt great. He felt so joyful in the prison cell by himself. So praise God. And he was like, it was really a big question for him why he feels like that every Sunday. And then when he got released, he found out 10,000 churches around the world every Sunday were praying for him. When we pray for other people, when we pray for all the Lord's people, we send enforcements. Let's stand up. And this is it. Prayer is the weapon that is given to us to fight in this battle. And we got the Holy Spirit guiding us, inspiring us, giving us strength to go through this battle. And the Holy Spirit guides us and helps us, gives us the strength to practice and fight. And we get to practice and fight, but we don't get to fight alone. We get to fight together with each other. We have each other's back. And what I want to encourage you now, during worship, I want you to ask Lord to fill you with His presence and His Spirit. Give Him your struggles. Give Him your pain. Give Him whatever trials you're going through. And after worship, we're going to fight together. During worship, we're going to fight the battle. We're going to practice and fight. But after worship, we're going to fight together. We want to pray for each other. And I'm going to pray. Lord, thank You that You're with us. Thank You that we have You to fight our battles. We're not alone in this. Give us the strength to go forward. But also highlight the people that we need to pray to send enforcements. Thank You, Jesus, for who You are. And fill us with Your Holy Spirit now. In Jesus I pray. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed the talk and found it helpful.
We'd love to welcome you to one of our gatherings. We meet in multiple locations at multiple times on Sundays, as well as in midweek small groups across the city. More information on all of these can be found at our website, birminghamvineyard.com.
Thanks for listening. Have a great day and God bless.